from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, with news about a new addition to the Salt Shed. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the Salt Shed keeps getting bigger. It's the music venue that's right along the Chicago River in the old Morton Salt plant. It opened last summer as a concert venue, a huge concert venue, indoor and outdoor. And just next week, they're going to open up a third concert venue on the site. It's going to be called the Three Top Lounge, and it's on the top floor of the renovated warehouse. And it's going to host smaller concerts, parties. They've got a cocktail bar there. It's really quite a spectacular view they have. It looks out over the Chicago River and onto the loop. So it's it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and the Salt Shed just keeps drawing big crowds and big names, and it's really a cool new spot along the kind of an emerging entertainment district along the Chicago River there.
Yeah, great new venue, and Three Top Lounge opens to the public November 1st. Let's talk about this longtime courtroom sketch artist doing record business now.
Yeah, I always find the courtroom sketch artist fascinating. I'm a sort of an amateur artist myself, and I've covered a lot of court, and I've watched these folks in action. There used to be three or four of them all lined up, working for mostly for the local TV stations, but there's only two left, and the dean of the group now is a guy named Lou Chuckman. He goes by L.D. Chuckman. He's a freelance guy, but he does a lot of work for Channel 7 most recently. And it's just a throwback profession, Bob. With cameras in the courtroom in lots of states, it's not as needed anymore when you can show video. But in Illinois, federal courts still have a ban on courtroom sketches, and local judges, like in Cook County Court, they can decide whether or not they'll let cameras in. So there's still work for Lou and his cohort. Cookie Cook, who does some stuff for WGN, and it's just it's a cool thing. They got to work really fast. They got to capture the image. They're lucky when someone's got a funny part of them. It's easy to draw, like Rod Blagojevich. But yeah, this year he said he's been quite busy between Ed Burke, El Chapo's son was just in court, and now of course Mike Madigan is the big one that he's scribbling away, drawing Mike Madigan. And he said Madigan's a tough one. He said kind of a nightmare. He doesn't really have a real distinctive face and kind of a chameleon face. So he said it's not a lot of fun, but I love watching how fast they work and they can turn these around and a couple of them and get them up on the news by 5 o'clock sometimes.
I got to know the great Verna Sadak when I was over at NBC5. She did these courtroom sketches for NBC for years and years, has a great book, and one time I said to her, what would I look like as a defendant? And she did a sketch of me on the witness stand, which I have proudly in my home. I'll have to take a picture of it and post that. It's pretty funny. I definitely look guilty, though.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Verna was a legend. Andy Austin was another one. It was those two and Lou sitting in the front row. Very interesting profession. They would have their hands covered in chalk or paint by the end of the day, and somehow they would turn out good stuff. But yeah, I think when you're getting sketched like that, you tend to look guilty.
Yes, no question. More on all this at blockclubchicago.org, including a nice story from Pilsen about honoring lost loved ones in the neighborhood. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.